Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Fire Shut Up in My Bones. I want to talk about the rejection of Holy Spirit conviction leads to reprobate mind. I was thinking about this Saturday and from reading Exodus, and praise the Lord that I'm saved. Thank God that I was raised in church, in an independent fundamental Baptist church, in a godly home, and started asking questions about where I'll go when I die. I was asking questions, and I was led to the Lord by my father, and had assurance of salvation in the junior boys class when a missionary came in talking about hell. But I accepted Jesus. I asked Jesus to save me, to take me and take me home to heaven when I die. That's what I did. I did that when I was young. And the flip side of that, there are others that grew up with me that heard the gospel message over and over and over again, took it for a joke, and rejected the free gift of salvation, the conviction of the Holy Ghost, many times. And it is possible that they have been handed over to a reprobate mind, where God just gives them up and then can no longer get saved. Now, we don't see that at times, but we see the evidence of that. No conviction. The social media page looks like hell. They're drinking without any conviction. They're partying without any conviction. Fornicating without any conviction. Those are their fruits. And it could be that they're not saved. And it could be that they're handed over to a reprobate. We don't know when that happens, but we know that it does happen. The rejection of the Holy Ghost conviction to get saved is a very dangerous thing. For in repetitively doing so, God will stop talking to the rejecter forever. I was a boy when I got saved. The thing I understood as a child was sinners go to hell unless they ask Jesus to save them, forgive them, and take them home to heaven when they die. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's what I did. I was convicted and I knew I was lost and going to hell. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." I asked Jesus to save me. However, there are some who constantly reject Christ's salvation, even after the Holy Ghost convicts them to get saved. We must understand that the Holy Ghost doesn't strive with man to get saved forever. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. In verse 3, the Bible says there, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet in a day shall be 120 years. The Lord, by the way, there was a guy, was it Methuselah? Methuselah, his name means when he dies, judgment will come. He lived over 900 years. Yeah, here he is. "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." He was translated into heaven, raptured out. "And Methuselah lived 8 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 708 years. And 2 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." Methuselah means when he dies, judgment will come. He saw Noah building the ark. you're talking 969 years. Noah, a preacher of righteousness, the Bible says, right? What was he doing? Get on the ark. Judgment is coming. Get in the ark. Judgment is coming. Methuselah goes to heaven. Now, the Holy Spirit was striving with man to believe Noah, to accept the gospel, to get saved and get on the ark. But only 8 people got on the ark. By the way, for you numbers people out there, you're not visiting enough. Only 3 people got on the bus route. Forget that. If faith is what counts, Noah was faithful. Only 8 people got on the ark. What are you going to say? They failed? Come on, man. Get off of that stuff. My spirit will not always strive with man forever. And it came a time when mankind fooled around, did not believe Noah, and God shut the door. God shut the door. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thine house into the ark, for thee have I seen a righteous before me in this generation. Okay, Noah's in and at least, and the Lord, and okay, so Noah and his sons and his daughters, daughter-in-laws, entered into the ark, and it says in Genesis 7:16, and they went in and went male and female all of all flesh, as God had commanded them. There's a distinction in the genders, by the way, and the Lord shut him in. All right, so mankind, men that did not believe Noah, did not succumb to the Holy Spirit yielding, they perished in the flood. That's what happens to the young person or the old person who's been sitting in church day in and day out, doesn't want to get saved. God shuts them out, and they come running to the door, knocking on the door, and God opens the door. Who are you? Well, we sat in church all of our lives. And God says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye cursed. And he closes the door. Why is that? Because they didn't strive to enter in at the straight gate. They tried. They thought they tried their own way, but they didn't come through Jesus Christ. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay? The verse I read, Genesis 6:3, this means a person can say, no, I don't want to get saved. I don't want Jesus for so long that God will accept that person's decision. God says, okay, you want to reject me? Fine, I'll leave you alone. When God does this, is referred to handing that person over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate is a person whose conscience has stopped warning him. It is a person who God no longer speaks to, convicts to get saved. He's done. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Bill Maher doesn't want to retain God in their knowledge. Bill Gates. All these rich people, all these poor people, the average American, the average earth dweller, they don't want to have anything to do with God. They're nice to you for 1 second, but when you mention Jesus, they put up a wall. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient. They do wicked. That's not convenient and will never, ever feel bad for it because their conscience is corrupted and God stopped talking to them. They wanted sin over God. Before I go further, the conscience is God's lamp to man to try to do right, to drive him to do right. Proverbs 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is a natural discernment of between right and wrong. However, constant rejection of God's conviction will corrupt the conscience. That's why a murderer can kill someone and not feel bad about it. He can go ahead and eat pizza after he strangled a girl in the bathroom. You say, well, what, or that river killer. You say, what about those who don't have a Bible to show them right? That's what the spirit of man is. It is the conscience. The Bible mentions a moral code written in man. As the conscience. In Romans chapter 2 verses 14 and 15 it says, which says, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law. They have a moral code. Morality wasn't evolved. It was a conscience built in man. Do by nature things contained in the law. These having not the law, or are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and the thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Okay, a person who rejects God's salvation strongly over and over and over again can be handed over to reprobate mind and corrupt that conscience. That includes the teen who constantly gets convicted to get saved in a good church, but rejects the Holy Ghost over and over and over. That's the unpardonable sin. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 through 32 says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy of against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor either in the world to come." If God didn't forgive it back then, he's not going to forgive it now. Sodomites do this also. They constantly reject God and become a reprobate, which is to be without conscience. They do so many sins without hesitation. And not only do they do sins with themselves, they want to get your children into sins. You need to read the Homosexual Manifesto, written in 1987, I think. But the Communist, not the Communist Manifesto, the Homosexual Manifesto. They want your kids. They said they have a motto, get them at 8 before it's too late. They want your children. They have pleasure in them that do them. They do many sins without hesitation to do things not convenient. As it says in Romans chapter 1, it is said that a sodomite will have over 500 to 1,000 partners in their lifetime, which is why monkeypox is spreading. Why should a sodomite get these types of diseases such as AIDS and all this nastiness? AIDS, monkeypox, was sent by God. Romans chapter 1 verse 27 says, "And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one to another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet." Hey, they want to go do nastiness like that? God will give them the recompense of their error. AIDS, monkeypox. The recompense of their error is disease. Basically, God cursed the sodomite's lifestyle. Lastly, beloved, the Bible, we have another reprobate. In the Bible, we have another reprobate who was Pharaoh. Pharaoh worshipped many false gods and rejected the true and living God. He said, who is God that I should listen to him? He rejected the true and living God so much that God gave him what he wanted and handed him over to a reprobate mind. That's why in Exodus chapter 7 verse 3 it says, "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Praise God, I got saved when I did. For if I had rejected God after seeing his goodness in church for years, seeing his goodness in my family for years, God might say, you don't want me, then I'll give you what you want." There was a woman, according to Pastor Ron Comfort, who told God to leave her alone. That woman said God did leave her alone, and now she can't even get saved. If you want to get saved today, realize that you're a sinner. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Salvation comes with believing only in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that of yourselves, it is a gift of God, and that of works, lest any man should boast." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Ask Jesus to save you. Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Would you pray this prayer with me? Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that my sins will take me to hell. But I know that you died on the cross for my sins, rose again on the third day to pay for my sins. Please save me and take me to heaven when I die. If you believe that, Jesus will save you, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen.